Thank you so much. We appreciate that you've tuned in to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, as mentioned possibly. Let me tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed they're not this fancy urban agri magazine. No, they've bypassed the glitz. And you know why? Because they focus on real hard-hitting ranch news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agricultural insights. And I reckon you'll forgive their rustic style when you see their content. Visit them online, tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You know, what ranchers read.
Coming up, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. That's going to be going on out in Rapid City on January 31st through February 8th, one of the premier events of the winter season anywhere in the Midwest. Ron Jeffries and the crew certainly have a great lineup for you. They've got the new Bullfighters Only event, February 1st, the Ian Muncy concert, February 7th, Ranch Rodeo, February 4th, and in between all of that and during that, a plethora of other activities like horse sales, cattle sales, stock shows, everything you can think of. And to find out more about it, you can go to blackhillsstockshow.com. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff today?
I've got several things. I've got a golf story, and I've got some one-liners.
Is it golf season already?
No, but we got to get everybody, get their mindset.
Okay.
Okay. Last night, I stayed up late playing poker with tarot cards. I got a full house, and four people died.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I went to a restaurant that serves breakfast at any time, so I ordered French toast during the Renaissance. And I remember when the candle shop burned down, everyone stood around singing Happy Birthday. Those are just some short little funnies by Stephen Wright. Jim Ellingson sent it in by Stephen Wright. Now golf. A recent survey shows that of all the jobs that there are, caddies live the longest. They get plenty of fresh air and exercise. And if there's ever a medical emergency, a doctor is always nearby. It's difficult to decide which is more stressful, hitting three off the tee or lining up your fourth putt. With practice and strength training, you can easily get more distance off your shank. The only sure way to get a par is to leave a four-foot birdie putt 2 inches from the hole. And a little more to inspire you to think more about golf. Nothing straightens out a nasty slice like a sharp dog leg to the right. The golden rule? Never wash your ball on the tee of a water hole. No matter how badly you are playing, it is always possible to get worse. That'll inspire you to play golf, won't it? And it can be hard. I'm going to switch topics here. It can be hard to be happy in 2025 when faced with economic difficulties like high inflation, which is a source of stress for so many adults. Therefore, it's vital for people to boost their happiness however they can, rather through family, friends, activities, entertainment, or work. What people might not realize is that where they live may also determine how happy they are. Location plays a hand in how bright or gloomy our days are. For years, researchers have studied the science of happiness and found that its key ingredients include a positive mental state, healthy body, strong social connections, social satisfaction, and financial well-being. However, money can only make you so happy. People who make $75,000 a year won't get any higher satisfaction from more money. Consider also the facts that while the U.S. is one of the richest countries, it ranks only 16th on the World Happiness Report. I found that kind of interesting.
Kim, I have some things to wrap up the program today, some human body facts. Some of these are really fascinating. I hope they're all true, because I'm not quite sure the source on this. But
oh, that's interesting.
Interesting human body facts. Scientists say that the higher your IQ, the more you dream. That interesting?
Really, that is.
The largest cell in the human body is the female egg, and the smallest is the male sperm. You probably learned that in biology class somewhere.
Yeah.
You can use 200 muscles to take one step.
Wow.
Think about
200.
It. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
The average woman is 5 inches shorter than the average man. Your big toes have two bones each, while the rest have three. You'd think that it would be vice versa with the big toe.
Yeah.
A pair of human feet contain 250,000 sweat glands. I don't know. That's what it says here, folks.
Okay,
Yeah. And a full bladder is roughly the same size as a softball.
Oh, I don't know. That's good. You know what I just heard, too, that surprised me is, and I had never really thought of it or observed, I guess maybe would be a better word, but babies do not have kneecaps.
They must come along later then.
Yeah, there's just a little tiny piece of cartilage that grows and grows into a kneecap as time goes by.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.